Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, hoping to connect in just a minute with Danny Green. In the meantime, I was going to throw this out there as just, I thought it was an oddity of the Masters weekend. Tiger Woods made the cut at Augusta for the 24th straight year. That is a record. He broke the previous record that was held by Fred Couples and Gary Player. So, unbelievable accomplishment. Then, he shot an 82 and a 77, and he finished at 16 over, which is his worst ever in a major, and he finished with the worst score in the tournament. Like, that's a bizarre dynamic of, hey, you just set a record for being the best at making the cut here, and then he did the worst that he had ever done and the worst in the tournament.
All right, so I got some questions about that. One, when he realizes he isn't going to win the tournament, how aggressive do you think he is? Like, how much more do you think he wants to be? Like, hey,
he
I made
goes
the cut,
all out,
but I know I'm not going to actually win this. Do I just give up on it and just say I'm done?
I mean, I appreciate that
if I'm not in the top three, then I don't even care. I'm curious about that. And the other part too is maybe making that cut and getting to that point. Did his body like say, all right, you're done now? You only got 2 days.
It could be. Like, I can't rule that out.
I wonder how often that happens with those guys where they're like, I only have so much steam. You know, you hear players say all the time, I'm good for one more play.
Right.
And so you always wonder, like, has Tiger reached that point where he can go out there and destroy a golf course against me? But can he go out there and compete at the highest level against the Scottie Schefflers still?
And then one more quick thing for you to know, because we've obviously tracked this story ever since it happened, especially since it happened in the Metroplex. Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid said they do expect Rushy Rice to begin participating in their virtual programs today. And so we talked about how OTAs were starting. CeeDee Lamb's not there. Justin Jefferson was there. I can't say those are like shocking surprises.
Oh, Justin Jefferson is not there in Minnesota. Yeah.
Yes. And on the flip side, Andy Reid said, I want to keep gathering the information from the law enforcement people. We'll just see where everything goes and then let the process take over from there. But in the meantime,
trust the process.
Yeah, he did say that they expect to have him there or be a part of the virtual meeting. So while some of the bigger names are not at OTAs, not shocking.
What's the biggest meetings that you love? Like, what meetings ones that you like?
No meetings.
Because is this what is happening? Is it more about the holdout or more about, hey, guys, less meetings? Because I do feel like most NFL players, when we talk to them, they're like, I did not realize how many meetings we were going to have to be part of. And it's just like, oh, constant meetings.
I'll tell you this. If you find out that CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson are actually fighting against meetings, I will support that cause 100%. Every meeting that you've ever been in the history of time could have been knocked out in no more than 10 minutes, all right? You have relevant information, and then you have people who want to talk about, like, I don't know, a whole bunch of crap that could be saved for another time. Every meeting could probably be knocked out in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I was running Odyssey, I could have knocked out some of these meetings in like 10 minutes. All right. We're going to talk with Kevin Harlan in probably about 12 minutes. In the meantime,
I can play some audio if you want me.
Perhaps
to.
Mini C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. And let's start things off with cut 14. Alec, if you could throw that one down real quick, because Boban is a man of the people.
Oh.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
You think he did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
First of all, sorry, Corey. Let me just tell those commentators, no notes. You did a great job right there, and I appreciate the enthusiasm that you brought to that call.
So Boban, who plays for the Rockets,
okay,
is in L.A. The Clippers they lost their game on Sunday to Houston, 116-105.
Because they did not care about that game. Either.
Not at all. And Boban intentionally says, I'm not making these two free throws. And you're asking yourself, hold on, how did they get free chicken? Because a lot of sports teams run promotions. And the Clippers have a promotion that can get fans free food should certain conditions happen in a game. For the Clippers, fans get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Ooh.
Which is basically like a bar of gold. All right? It's like a golden nugget. If the visiting team misses two consecutive free throws in the fourth quarter. And I know you're like, hold on, what's going on here? That's incentive, though, to cheer your head off.
Hell yeah.
Whenever you have an opponent in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. You go nuts. You cheer like crazy and hope that they miss those free throws so you can get, A, so your team can win, but B, so that you can also get a free chicken sandwich.
And when you heard the guy saying, did he do it on purpose? I saw the video.
Yes, he absolutely did it on purpose.
It looks like he's waving to the crowd like, please thank me for your free chicken sandwich.
When he does it, before that, you can see him mouthing, I got this. I can do this. I can miss these free throws. And then whenever he got done with it, Kevin, you're right, he points into the crowd and points to everybody and goes, you can see that's for you guys. I did that
chicken?
For yes, he gets a chicken. And that brings up this conversation for me in this mini C block, Kevin. Do you remember when the Mavs used to do the Taco Bueno
yes.
taco?
And if that you scored 100 points?
Or was it Chalupas? I can't remember if it was Taco Bueno. I remember getting a Taco Bueno coupon at one point. But if you scored 100 points, this was way back in the day. If the Mavericks scored 100 points, everybody got tacos. And they would hand out coupons. We would go to each door after Mavs games and pick up one of the coupons from each one of the people.
That's pretty smart.
Sometimes the people would just be hand. They'd go, here, just take all of them. And we'd get a whole stack of these little coupons. And Kevin, very similar to the Ozark dot race, they didn't have specific dates on them.
It worked.
They were just giving them out. And you could have been like, yeah, they scored 100 points last night. And the taco people would have been like, don't even have a clue.
I remember I was in high school when somebody told me that, and it was like such a bombshell in my admittedly, I guess, sheltered life at that point, that those Ozark coupons didn't matter which one you had. Take the coupon in. They're going to take it all the same because it didn't, you know, like you said, the dates weren't necessarily set up on there. I couldn't believe it, but you get so invested in things like that. Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, we're talking about $5. Give or take, depends on if you get the combo tax and everything like that. You will lose your mind, though, like you just won a free cruise or something.
Dude, I just remember times when Steve Nash would hit a random two-pointer and the whole place would go nuts. And I was like, what just happened? And then I look at the scoreboard, and we just peaked 100. And so there it was. Everybody was losing their – not because the Mavericks were up by 6 in the fourth quarter with this to go. It was because everybody realized they just won something for free at the end of the night. And that was awesome. And I love those types of promotions. And somebody from the 214 said the Mavs had the same promotion with Chick-fil-A, that if you miss two, like, very specific type of thing. But I do – somebody asked this question. Is that betting on himself? Can Boban get in trouble with the NBA for missing those free throws? What if there was some Vegas bets out there? Boban's just sitting there trying to make people happy and get them free chicken, because chicken is what? Delicious. And so he's trying to make sure that they get that. And the NBA's like, look, man, Vegas lost a lot of money on you.
I don't.
And we have to answer to Vegas because that somebody did say it was Chalupas back in the day. They kind of had both of them at one point, I remember. But Kevin, I think that we have to do an investigation, much like we just did with the very deep dive on Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, man. I was checking on this. His career free throw percentage is way better than you might guess. 76%. It has been rougher in the last few
years. Sounds like he's never missed two in a row.
So maybe that could be the argument. He's like, hey, it's kind of gone downhill the last few years. But, yeah, he's a pretty good free throw shooter.
From the 214, look how excited people get for a free T-shirt. From the 214, Ranger 7 from Papa John's was always awesome.
That one, and they had a Cowboys promotion like that as well. And until I met you, I didn't know I could find other ways of getting 50% off that.
By the way, the Sonic Slam inning, did you ever know anybody personally that won it?
No, because I'll tell you, especially when I was younger, if it got really high, I would feel like legitimately nervous for those people. And then I always felt bad for the people the next day, or I guess in the inning, and they're like, all right, we're back down to 100 or 200 bucks. I was like, oh, that sucks. That guy just won like $15,000.
I always wondered too, like, what if it was tonight that person just wasn't paying attention to the game? Are they going to know that they won the Sonic Slam inning? And like, would you rather know? Do you want to be watching that in the moment where three batters get up there and have that chance, and maybe Pete Incaviglia lets you down that night, you know? And you're like, oh man, I got the bottom of the lineup. This stinks. I got the Sonic Slam inning and I at the bottom of the lineup. What is this all about?
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Man, what an intriguing edition of the C Block today. Thank you very much. Coming up next, let's talk to the man, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever sport you need someone to call and do a great job at it, he can do it. It's Kevin Harlan next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Pelicans hold on. Try diving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. Yes. It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
What's that guy? I hope he eats it.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, the man behind that brilliant call and so many others, it is Kevin Harlan. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Good to be on with you. I'm hungry just listening to that clip you just played right there. Some chicken would taste pretty good right about now.
Did we ever find out the rationale behind why someone would dare throw a chicken wing onto the court?
No, I don't know. I mean, the team looked bad. The Kings did that night. And, you know, unfortunately, the wing, the food, whatever it was thrown pretty close to Zion Williamson. And, you know, he struggled with his weight. I honest to God, don't think that in our truck, and we didn't, of course, mention it, but it was thrown in his direction for whatever it's worth. And I think it was just kind of the look on his face that was more important than saying, oh, they were throwing at him. I don't think they were throwing at him. I think they were just throwing stuff on the floor because they were ticked off at their team's performance. And I would never want the narrative getting out there that it was something calculated, that when food was out there, you know, whatever, it would have been a Twinkie or a chicken wing, that it was because of Zion, who, by the way, is in great shape, looks terrific, and is going to bulldoze his way as long as that team stays alive into these playoffs. He's playing at a very high level and has had a spectacular season.
That is wonderful to hear, unless the Mavericks have to meet him at some point. Then
in case the Mavericks have to meet him, that's exactly right.
Now, I do have a question before we dive into the playoffs here about that specifically, because we then played your montage of amazing clips like that where something weird has now entered the field or game of play, and you do just this phenomenal job of saying, you know what, I'm a play-by-play guy. I'm calling the action as I see it. Would you recommend to younger, aspiring guys in the play-by-play field to do that as well? Or are you like, you know, I'm pretty comfortable where I am right now. The program directors understand.
Well, I think they understand. You know, you don't plan for it, certainly, right? I mean, it just stuff happens. And if you listen on that clip, it was in the flow of the game. It wasn't like I stepped back and caught my breath and thought, uh-oh, can I say something that's kind of outside the mark here? And so I guess, you know, when you're doing play-by-play, you're so in the weeds and you're so engrossed and deep in what you're doing that anything could happen and you just kind of let it fly. And quite frankly, that's unfortunately probably happened to me too many more times than I care to admit. But that kind of is the way it is. It just kind of happens in the flow. Here's the guy driving in, something's thrown on the floor, 46 seconds to go. It looks like a chicken wing or whatever I said. And so, you know, I am always a big fan in play-by-play of rhythm and pacing and that whole thing. I think it captures the speed and the grace and the fluidity of the game. Others are not like that. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. Just kind of what I guess I'm wired for. So would I suggest it to a young broadcaster? No. Here, I was just thinking of this the other day. When we're doing games and it's all, you know, off the top of your head, right? Like, I mean, you're just calling what you see and stuff just kind of comes out. And sometimes you listen back and you say, what did I just say? Why, where did I get that word? How did I come up with that phrase? Where a lot of time, you know, you're so concerned about not saying the real wrong thing, which can get anybody in trouble and in a lot of cases fired. So I would say don't do it. I don't go into any game thinking anything weird's going to happen. If I'm comfortable and relaxed and have my wits about me, then I may do something like I did the other night if it's kind of funny. But if it's not, I'd stay away from it and just make it all business. Stick right with the game and the call. And if somebody runs out there, make sure the cameras are directed another way and you're not calling that or anything else that may be going on. So I guess, no, I would not recommend it. So I'm going against the exact thing that I've that I've done, and I guess I feel kind of guilty by saying that, but I guess that's the way that would be my advice.
That is your market, and you've cornered that market, so good job. We always appreciate the clips.
Well, I pray to God, quite frankly, that it never happens again. Nothing. I don't want anybody on the court, on the field, no food, no animals, nothing. I just want to stick with the game, and I'm much more comfortable with that, quite frankly.
Now, plan starts tomorrow. The Mavericks don't start until Sunday. We're all pretty stoked about the Mavs around here, and I would argue they might be the third best team in the NBA right now. That might be too high for some, but what do you think about the Mavericks' fortunes heading into the playoffs?
Love them. Love them. In fact, I hate to see a week off between games, quite frankly. They've got momentum. They're right in their sweet spot. They all fill a role, and they accept the role, and they know exactly who's got the ball, and they know exactly what they got to do when someone else has got the ball. Like, they are so aligned right now. With that midseason trade, it just brought everything. It's like a gear that had not been in its place. And when the trade was made and the dust settled and they got some games under their belt, it's like every gear fits snugly in its groove. And that's kind of the way I see the Mavericks. We've done them about three or four times here since the trade, and every time I watch them, I'm just amazed at how cohesive they are, how even the egos, when they know they've got superstar talent, will often defer. They know when it's their time. They know when to step back. They know when to step forward. The defense, of course, has been talked about and written about, and that probably is the headline. But I think really just the way everything has fit so well is the biggest, you know, thing that I notice about them. And I agree, they may be the third best team in the entire NBA right now. And if I'm the Clippers thinking, whoa, that is not the team we want to face in the first round, I think this team is going to be sensational over the next month. I really do. I think they're going to be great. And then you don't know what happens when you get further on in, injuries and, you know, and all the things that can build up. But, man, as of right now at the starting block, I am really high on that team and high on everything that they have done. High marks in every category. They've checked every box.
Did you, when the trade was made for Daniel Gafford, a lot of us were kind of like, we got to go look up some stuff here. And a lot of people were like, oh, okay, I'm not really sure. We were interested in it. Did you think this is a perfect fit for him, or was it just kind of, no, that's another trade that's happened whenever it first went down?
Well, when you see the name, the first thing you do is you go back and you start looking at some statistics and what he's done, how many games he started, kind of system he's played in, who's he played with, you know, and he really has been, he came from a, you know, kind of an ordinary situation, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, so he's a guy that flourished in the system with a lot of volatility and turbulence around him, and now he comes to an organization that has got some stability, they've got a purpose, they've got superstars, which you've got to have in the playoffs, and know your role. And I think that he comes in, when you got, you know, Doncic and Irving on that roster, and then you put Gafford or whoever else, Washington, on that thing, you think, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do here. I know my role, and I've got to abide by it. And they do. And I think that's the wonderful thing about how they have, you know, navigated this whole segment here, is they have just fit so cleanly. Like, it's stunning to me how many trades are made, and you say, well, we'll get through these next 25 games, we'll get out of this season, and then we'll reinsert things next year,
right,
and we'll make sure that we've got everything in place. But what this team did is, in mid-stride, in a decent season, with headline superstar marquee players, is they got these two guys who fit exactly what they need. And, of course, we know about Lively and what he's done,
yeah,
and how he's developed. So, listen, I am all in on this team. Their bench is strong, and they're going to get healthy this week. That's the one benefit of not having to play right off the bat. But I do hate the routine being broken up, and hopefully they keep as much of it as possible as they go into this next week.
Now, from an NBA perspective, I understand the logic, both TV and competitive-wise, of expanding out to the play-in tournament. But then when you look at this one in particular, LeBron, Zion, Curry, Butler, Embiid, I imagine the NBA as an entity, a corporation, has got to be pretty stoked about the teams that fell into this play-in tournament.
No, you've hit a great point, and I think I want to go backwards here a little bit. People want stars. They want the star on the helmet. They want the star on the floor. And if they get a team with just a bunch of guys that they really don't know that much about, it's like, eh. When they get a Caitlin Clark, when they get a Luka Doncic, when they get a Dak Prescott, it changes the whole view and clearly the numbers and the ratings. And this is just, you know, the Cowboys have multiple recognizable people. They got Jones. They got Prescott. You know, and you go right on down the line. And they're the Cowboys. But in the NBA and basketball, when Caitlin Clark did what she did, you know, if that Iowa team just was good and they didn't have a Caitlin Clark, the ratings would have been eh, but they had Caitlin Clark. And then on the LSU side, they had Reese and they had all those terrific ladies who play for the Tigers. So, like, there were identifiable stars. If you watched the Masters this past week, they could not get enough of Tiger Woods until he imploded on Sunday. Until then, like, every picture, every graphic, everything they were talking about was about Tiger Thursday, Friday, and a lot of Saturday, too. So people want to watch stars. And to your point, that's what the NBA has got. You know, David Stern was big on this. And he loves the team concept, and he loves the rivalries. And maybe we have a little bit more of an emphasis on that now than then. But people wanted to see Ewing, and they wanted to see Jordan, and they wanted to see Barkley, and that's carried on through with Kobe and Shaq, and now it's Doncic and Irving, and it's Williamson, and it's LeBron, and it's AD, and it's like all these guys that are now going to be on our TV sets from now until, you know, mid-June. And people want to watch stars. So with the betting thing being what it is, and that has certainly raised the entire level of ratings that we're seeing, the betting thing has boosted this as much as just interest alone. I mean, these ratings for these playoffs in the NBA and into the month of June with the finals, I think will be some of the best they've seen in a long, long time.
You did mention the Masters. I was curious your general thoughts as a professional about Vern Lundquist, because obviously very beloved figure around here. He was signing off from Masters coverage this weekend.
Well, you know, Jim Nance runs that broadcast because of his longevity, his expertise. He's probably the best. He is the best host that TV golf has ever seen. And as some people may know and some people may not, he has a reverence for the people that have preceded him. As he always says, we stand on the shoulders of people before us. And so his reverence for the Ray Scotts and for Pat Summerall and for those kind of people is off the charts. Kurt Gowdy. I mean, we can go on and on. And so when you've got a legend, an icon who is on that Mount Rushmore like Vern Lundquist, I knew that Jim and the CBS crew would have something prepared that was special and poignant and emotional and sensitive. And he hit all those marks. And hearing Vern's voice at 83 on that broadcast, it just feels as natural as looking at the azaleas. You expect the voice to go along with the pictures and the pageantry and the incredible views in golf that we see, you know, at this time of year from Augusta. So I love that. I'm more of an old school broadcaster. So those voices of Scott and Vern and Summerall, those are the voices I hear in my head. Mm-hmm. Some people hear other kind of voices in their head. Those are the voices I hear in my head. And we all try to emulate them in some form or fashion. And we all fall woefully short. But those are the voices that we'll live with until the last broadcast we have.
Kevin Harlan here with the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And I'm looking at this basketball playoff run, and I guess maybe it's just me. Maybe it's my nervousness. I just feel like Jokic is inevitable. And you're at some point going to have to play the guy that sometimes he looks like he lulls you to sleep, but then you also right. have to watch everything he's doing, because while you're asleep, he's going to pull one on you. Is the run that he's had is in this NBA run here. Can you talk a little bit about what he's done and how you still fear that guy in the playoffs?
Well, these European players, and I'll go with Dirk and I'll start with him. You can go back to Drazen Petrovic, but really Dirk, you know, with the longevity, the Hall of Fame career, the titles, like everything he's done, you know, was kind of, it wasn't a precursor because we've had foreign players before, but he really, you know, kind of got this, you know, really recognizing the incredible talent that is fostered in Europe. And so Jokic comes out of that whole philosophy, and yet you go back to the 60s and 70s when Larry Brown and Hubie Brown and Mike Fratello and all these great Louis Karnisek, like all these coaches went overseas and gave all the knowledge to these coaches in Europe. And by doing so, they planted the seeds of the right way to play the game with skill and grace, but know the fundamentals. So all these kids that come in have these fundamentals so like in place. And with that in mind, you get a guy like Jokic who is rewriting everything we know about that position.
Yeah.
Because he passes this way, he scores that way, his footwork, his vision, like all these things are just like off the charts. And that's what makes him like so unique. We've never seen the combination of what he's doing. And I'll be surprised, quite frankly, as a defending champion and with the numbers right where they've been in previous MVP seasons for him, if he doesn't win it again. He right now is the dominant player who is kind of an outlier, because there were some that were big and guarded the rim. There were some that could shoot the shots but couldn't defend. There were some that could do all those things but couldn't pass. He encompasses all these skills of the greatest players before him, the Jabbars, Abdul-Jabbar and Sabonis and Shaq. Like, he's got all these elements that make him so unique. So when I look at him, I think I'm watching like I was when I would watch Jordan and Dr. J and Dirk and Kobe and Shaq. Like, I'm watching a player that is so unique and so generational that, you know, appreciate literally every minute he's on the floor, and you get that great view, as we all do on TV or courtside, to watch what he does, because it really, in his form and fashion, has never happened before.
Well, we appreciate every minute we've had you on today, so thank you very, very much, and looking forward to hearing you throughout the playoffs.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. Take care, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Kevin Harlan, right here on 105.3 The Fan. I have a basketball scenario for you, since we talked a lot of basketball there. How many three-pointers do you think an NBA player should be able to shoot and miss before he stops taking three-pointers?
Like in a game?
In a game.
Five.
Okay.
I say after five, go have a energy bar at halftime, and then you can, but in the first half, you're done trying that after that.
Okay.
Unless it's Luka, who, like, that's different.
He's just a dude.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
So I told you there's a player for the Trailblazers that went 0 for 10 from 3 in a game.
In a game?
Except I'm only kidding. It was 0 for 12.
0 for 12?
Except for I'm only kidding. He actually, this time I'm telling the truth, he was 0 for 15. So Delano Banton, or Bonton if you're fancy, he went 0 for 15 in their game against the Kings. He also had a minus 38. Now, the Kings lost 121 to 82. Wow. So, look, I'm not saying that you could just look at that minus 38 and the fact that they lost by 39, or the fact that he went 0 for 15. Or you might be like, well, who really gives a crap, because the Trailblazers aren't going to do anything this season anyway. But that is an astonishing amount of three-pointers to take in an NBA game and continue to miss. You would think, I hear what you're saying at five.
Shoot or shoot, baby.
You would think once you get to 10, you're like,
Again, five at halftime. You know, if you've taken five and you're just, it's not working. Like Hardaway, I'm going to give him 8, all right? I'm going to get, but he's going to take 12. You know, like Hardaway is going to take as many as he can. But for most general guys, five's about it. But hold on. This was Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, dude. Listen. Where were the Trailblazers? They out of it?
Oh, they're way out of it.
He was out there doing bits. This was him doing bits out there.
I want to say that I think you're right. However,
he's like, this game's over with. We're done.
This season, he's shooting 31.3% from three. That is the most of his career. But in past seasons, he's not a three-point shooter, right?
Right.
Like, even though he didn't shoot a lot of three-pointers, so whenever you look at his final stats for the season, they're going to be spiked incredibly by the fact that he went 0 for 15 in this game. But for most of his career, he didn't play like a whole lot. hasn't been a starter a whole lot. He's kind of found his way more in Portland, but in this game, it went poorly.
Sounds like I want him playing closer to the basket, you know? Hey,
yeah.
Get some rebounds. All right. Yeah. That's your forte. Rebound, play good defense.
That is very fair. On the positive, the mighty Texas A&M baseball team, number one in the country, for the first time in 8 years after they swept Vanderbilt. Corey, your instant reaction and level of excitement to this news.
Who asked for this information? Nobody asked for that. This seems like you just went out and said, you know what? I really need to plug A&M right now.
Are you telling me everything in the history of our show has been information people have asked for? Did you hear that cornflake story a couple weeks ago? Nobody needed that information either. Yet here we are.
Did you hear that conversation about a wedding on the moon?
Yes.
Did you hear that conversation about that Tesla that was parked at the gas pump?
Because it's electric.
That's what Alec was. We need to have a conversation about that, by the way, tomorrow, Alec, because I think he's on to something. You don't need to be parking at a gas pump whenever there's only like two gas pumps there when you're at Tesla.
What if there's no other parking spot?
Then go to the next store. Everybody else is trying to get gas and you're parked in the wrong spot.
What did you really need from that convenience store that you're like, I can't get these Rice Krispie treats anywhere else? Coming up next, let's chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where I do not believe Corey has ever been more nervous going into a crosstalk than what's about to happen. Corey, would you like me to bring up the other things I wanted to talk about, or would you like to go back to Gavin Dawson, who might have questions about what I was talking about in the break?
I'm going to call your bluff.
Oh!
You should have this conversation with Dawson live on air before our meeting with our boss.
And a sponsor. So, we were talking about, I don't even remember how it segued into the human centipede.
I do. It was baseball, dude. It started with sports.
Okay, right. Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is a huge sports discussion.
Because that we're two Red Sox players, smash the back of the head to the front of somebody's face. And I said, it's a terrible situation. In that scenario, you would rather be the back of the head guy than getting hit in the face with someone the back of their head. At which point, I transitioned to the human centipede, where I said, it's a terrible situation, but if you had to be in it, you'd rather be at the one position than any other spot, right?
Now, is the one the front of the centipede that or is the back of the centipede?
That's the front of the centipede.
Okay, now, how are we tied together? What is the suturing?
You are sewn to the back of the other person, and I mean the back of the other person.
The rear?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Literally facing your fears.
In the most intimate and uncomfortable way, or just like my skin is stitched to them?
Nope.
My hips.
First one.
Okay. Then you absolutely would prefer to be in the back, not the front.
What?
Yeah. I'd rather pitch than catch, Heggy.
I think he's still a little confused.
If I had
despite the Tommy John.
I thought that's what I clarified.
All right.
That's not what we were talking about?
Sure. That's 100%. That's 100% what we're talking about. And that
I
was the question.
Draw a diagram here. Oh, I don't know.
It was the question I raised because Hagee was all in very confidently as someone who has pondered this before many times. He was very confident you want to be at the head of the centipede. And I was like, well, I guess it's you either want to be at the head or you want to be at the very, very back. Yeah. You know, I think there are two options here, and they both sort of suck.
All right.
Broadus, whenever you got into radio,
drawing out a
you ever anticipate?
Stick figure.
No, man.
Okay.
Right here.
I wish I'd done better at my other job to help me keep me from getting into radio.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes some sense.
So you're sticking with position three?
Peggy just drew a diagram.
Yeah, I've drawn a diagram for Dawson just to help out.
Oh, no. Looks like I definitely want to be position one.
Okay. Corey.
No, I know what it is. Okay. I know.
So thank you. I'm glad that we're on board with this.
Different now, configuration, Chief.
You might think it's about to get less weird, but it's only going to get a little less weird. Broadus, or any of y'all, do you remember the Yankees pitcher Fritz Peterson?
Do. He wipe swapped.
Yes.
Wife what? Swapped?
So yes. He passed away over the weekend, and he was an all-star in 1970.
Yes.
And he also pitched for the Rangers at one point. But what people probably know him best for is in spring training of 1973.
Yes.
Him and Mike Kekich.
Yes. I think Kekich also pitched for the Rangers at one time.
They swapped families.
Yeah, families.
So not only did they swap wives, yeah. But Kekich's wife and two daughters moved in with Peterson, and Peterson's wife and two sons lived with Kekich. And so Kekich later on said it wasn't a wife swap, it was a life swap.
Okay.
Can you imagine any other story having relevancy if that happened, like, in today's game? I feel like that's all people would be talking about at all times.
That is fascinating.
And by the way, one of the couples made it after the fact. I can't remember which one stayed together, but one of the swapped couples, they decided this is better. They got married and stayed together.
It was Fritz Peterson and Suzanne Kekich were married in 1974 and remained so, yes. But Mike Kekich and Marilyn Peterson dissolved shortly after it was made public.
Did they tell the kids, hey, this is your new dad? Did they get to see the old dad? Or is it just like, the were kids they too
knew,
young to know?
The kids knew when they went in the front yard and played catch. One was better than the other. That was his,
the short end of this deal, yeah, man.
He's bringing the heat on.
Hope we got a sweetener or two.
Yeah, well, Fritz is a good thrower.
This guy can't hack it.
Mike can't throw worth a damn.
And supposedly, like, I don't know, years ago, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon tried to create a movie about this with the director from Meet the Parents attached to do this.
Wow.
But one of the people involved threatened to sue if it went forward. And you're like, okay, so that kind of derailed it.
70s were a wild time, man.
There was a TV show going on at that time, right? Wasn't there a wife swap TV show?
Yes. Okay. I think that is
popular concept.
Don't they go back after like a week
yes,
or something?
Yes, definitely different things, but at least they were playing pretend with this whole deal. I like what Corey said. Like, how could you do this to your kids, man?
In his post-baseball career, Peterson was an insurance salesman and a blackjack dealer and wrote two other books. I guess he had more books before that, but being a blackjack dealer is kind of awesome. It's kind of fun.
He was the guy that didn't work out with him?
No, Kekich didn't work out.
Oh, yeah, this guy who's dealing blackjack, he's thumbs up with the new wife.
How old are these dudes now?
He was 82 when he passed away.
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Now,
talk about some trades.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I got an NBA note for you as well. This will be far less jarring than the first two. Buddy Hield played in his 84th game of the season yesterday. That is actually not the record.
So that's not. So wait, I thought that's what I've been lied to, I guess.
You have been lied to. Hmm. Walt Bellamy in the 68-69 season played 88 NBA games. So you would think 82.
Wow.
Would be the constraint.
Lopsided schedule.
What happened?
And they had a staggered schedule at that time, and the trade deadline he picked up on a team that I guess must have been six games behind at the time. So he ended up playing 88 games that season. So Buddy Hield, hell of a job, 84 games, 85 if you count the in-season tournament championship game.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And still not the record.
That's a job
well
dude.
Done, though.
Yeah.
I wonder if he gets extra scratch for that.
I feel
you should, right?
Do you think Buddy
extra
was,
game checks, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think he was trying to do something like that and then realize that, oh, damn, buddy, we figured out there's a guy in the 60s that did it another way? I mean,
you try to facilitate another trade to a team that was behind.
You're trying to I'm going to play all these games and we'll see what happens kind of thing. But he got wrong information. So he did all that without having the right information.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But for effort, though.
As we talked about, this crosstalk could be worse. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy, thanks for asking. Cy Young Show 420. Let's talk with the boss, man.
Looking forward to that. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Remember, tomorrow, short show leading into Rangers-Tigers, so only 10 to 11:30 a.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night.
You want chicken?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.